We have good news for today from Baptist Press. I'm Brandon Porter. This weekend's Masters Golf Tournament proved to be another historic event in Augusta, Georgia. But not everything at a sporting event is as beautiful as a winning shot. Traffickers target large sporting events to spin their evil craft. Groups like I Care 4, Inc. are there to join with local law enforcement and push back. But their work doesn't stop or even slow down when the fans leave. Ginger Amerson and her husband Walt co-founded I Care after they were serving in a downtown ministry and encountered a runaway teenager. The young girl changed their mind on troubled kids after they found out she left her suburban home near their own home to escape abuse. They have a volunteer training conference coming up at the end of the month in Georgia. You can visit shedlight.life to learn more. The Spurgeon Library at Midwestern Seminary has announced its recent acquisition of the Heritage Collection from Spurgeon's College, UK. The collection consists of thousands of books, manuscripts, letters, artifacts, newspaper cuttings, and even more from Charles Spurgeon himself. They celebrated the new collection with a ribbon cutting last week in Kansas City. The Heritage Collection offers unparalleled glimpses into the life and ministry of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the legendary preacher and pastor of London's Metropolitan Tabernacle and the Pastor's College that he founded. Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar. Darren Spoo from Tulsa, Oklahoma, offers some helpful thoughts on maintaining a Christian witness during an election year. He says, "Blessed are those who believe that the world is changed more by prayer than by opinions." He says, "Opinions are everywhere. Those who truly pray are few." He writes, "Blessed are those who remember that Christ's kingdom is not of this world." He says, "Emotions of fear and anger are running high in our culture. Many feel like giving up. Instead of trusting in ourselves to fix our country, we must remember that we are also citizens of a larger and everlasting kingdom." He says, "Blessed are those who stop complaining and start contributing." Anyone can complain, he writes, but wouldn't it be more beneficial to serve? Making a small difference in someone's life often does more good than simply winning arguments, especially on social media. You can read that full piece from Darren Spoo and learn how to sign up for our morning and afternoon emails at baptistpress.com.